The day before the prom, Tondi went to a hair salon. She shifted in her chair in front of a mirror coated with a thin film of hairspray. I asked how she was feeling.
Nervous, kind of frightened, because if the style doesn't suit me, there are no refunds.
Tondi was getting a weave, a shoulder-length hairpiece, for the first time. She said she didn't know how she would look, and she was nearing the end of a long, expensive journey to get ready for her big night. A few days earlier, I met Tondi at her home. She wanted to show me her prom dress. She pulled it out of a closet and ran her hands over the fabric.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It was long and silver with a purplish hue. It glittered. I couldn't help but notice the contrast between Tondi's dress and her home, a rusty three-room shack. The windows had no glass, just bedsheets stretched across, and the walls were lined with rotting cardboard. Tondi's mom makes just $200 a month and raises three kids. So back in January, at the beginning of the South African school year, it wasn't clear if Tondi would be able to afford the $30 ticket for prom or the cost of a dress, shoes, and jewelry.
So I thought, okay, let me plan ahead of time.
Tondi came up with an idea. She started selling candy at school, which actually violated school policy.
So I guess I kind of took a risk, but a really positive risk if you think about it.
She made just 10 cents per piece of chocolate contraband. But over several months, that added up to $30. Meanwhile, her mother and her aunt scraped together another $60. And a teacher at school helped out and bought Tondi a pair of shoes. That meant she had everything she needed for prom. As Tondi told me the story, I couldn't help but wonder, why did prom matter so much? I asked Tondi. She said, partly, she just wanted to feel glamorous for a night.
I've never worn heels. I've never worn a formal dress with makeup. I've never, done makeup, actually.
And then there was the peer pressure from her friends.
We're, pep talking one another, you have to look good. You have to look the part. You have to just, have that oomph and shine.
And she said the prom was a chance to celebrate a big accomplishment. In a few months, she will be the first in her family to finish high school. Prom day arrived. I went back to Tondi's house. Rain was dripping through the tin roof. Tondi's brother played music on an old stereo while Tondi put on her gown and 5-inch heels. Her hair fell to her shoulders, and she wore a matching silver bracelet and necklace. Her mom stepped back to look at her.
Hello, baby. You look awesome.
Thanks.
It's beautiful, girl. Go do it. Go enjoy yourself.
Tondi grabbed an umbrella and changed into sneakers. She stepped outside, onto the muddy roads that surround her shack. She got into a friend's car and headed to school. Outside the school's entrance, a huge group had gathered. There were students from several high schools and members of the community. As the seniors arrived, one by one, the crowd screamed wildly. It felt like a celebrity fashion show. Tondi's car pulled up. She opened the car door and stepped onto the sidewalk, her red carpet for the night.
Wow. Yes, wow.
Her classmates were clearly impressed, but other seniors weren't so fortunate. A girl in a blue dress walked by, and the crowd went silent. I asked a group of 11th grade girls why.
That dress looks cheap.
Compared to the ones that we've seen before, this is just not doing it.
Clearly, looking good and wealthy was important, even in this very poor community. Tondi and the other seniors piled into a set of vans. They headed to a French restaurant in the heart of Cape Town, the setting for prom. The evening was more or less what you'd expect. A nice dinner, prawns and lamb shanks. There were toasts.
People, all look beautiful, enjoy the rest of the evening.
And there was plenty of dancing. At one point, the students and teachers all did the electric slide to an African pop song. At the end of the night, I caught up with Tondi at her dinner table. She had a huge smile. I asked how her night had gone.
It was wonderful, great, fantastic, epic, awesome. I guess you get the picture.
She said she felt like a grown-up, and it became clear why she had invested so much money and emotion in this one night. Dancing with her teachers, eating fancy food, and looking glamorous, she said this was what she wanted her future to be.
Finally,
I am an adult, and I guess I've seen the woman I'm going to be when I'm older, and it's beautiful, I must say.
She took one last look at herself in the mirror. Then, along with her classmates, she boarded a van. She headed home to her leaky, tin-roofed shack. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town.